Psalm 29, the Psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 30.
God speaks. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ speaks. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Jesus Christ is God. Amen. Amen. This series is the glory of the Lord. This is Wonder in Reality. I want to apologize. A few days ago, our admin person put up a audio clip that was not intended to be there. I don't know if anyone heard that. But I just want to explain, full disclosure, you know, I'm human. We all have needs and problems, right? Everyone does. And that's why we need to come to Jesus Christ. You know, whether we are weak or strong, whether we are have problems, or if somebody doesn't have any major problems. If things are going well with someone, they should come to Jesus Christ. They should give thanks to God and come to Jesus Christ. If someone has problems, they definitely should bring those to God, to Jesus Christ, and he can deliver us, heal us. Amen. The answer is the glorious presence of Jesus Christ. I realized recently Jesus is our everything, and he's our only thing, and he's everything in between. He's our all in all. He's our everything. If someone has Jesus Christ, they have, amen, they have found the answer, and they just need to continue on with him. If someone doesn't have him, they have nothing. They have nothing, and they are actually dead. I know that sounds harsh, but that's what Jesus said. Let's always remember that a walk with Jesus Christ is what we as humans were intended to do. It's normal, natural, it's simple, it's exciting, and everything in between. We've been, essentially, most of the world has been brainwashed into thinking that it's not those things, that it's somehow dead religion, and it's people who act spiritual and all that. That's why I keep coming back to, this is what we were meant to do. This is, you know, it's simple and easy. He's everywhere. If we don't feel his presence, it's because our old nature's in the way. And that's really one of the themes of the New Testament, right? Is get rid of our old nature and seek the Lord God Almighty and his glory, his presence, the glory of the Lord. He's our everything. He's our only thing. It's the most important thing. Our relationship with God Almighty is definitely the most important thing in all of our lives. Our eternity depends on it. First, where we're going to go for eternity, but then how we will spend eternity. You know, if we are a born-again believer through Jesus Christ, he has a ministry for us. And that parable of the talents, we've read it. If you're a Christian, you've read it. You've heard it many times. But two of the men did well, and they, but one did not. One, he buried it. He was fearful, and he was fault finding in God, of the master. He was fearful and fault finding. That's what we don't want to do. We want to have faith, just walk with Jesus in faith, and then give praise and glory and honor to God and not be fault-finding. We need to always honor and reverence Him. Amen. Give Him thanks and glory to God. Well, blessings to you. Please email us and thank you. We want to be partners. We really want to help you, to be here for you, to pray for you, and we want you to be our partner and partner with this ministry in prayer, be a part of our team, give us feedback, and yes, we need finances to get the gospel out through our books and booklets, through our podcast, and many other ways, videos. We've got about 7 platforms in all. The main ones are the books and booklets, websites, the podcast. Please join with us. Please know that I and my board, we're doing our best. We're human. You know, we made a mistake a few days ago, put up a wrong audio clip, but took it down. And Jesus Christ is our everything. Amen. Blessings to you more soon.